Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, an ongoing issue for so many schools around the country is how to manage the use of mobile phones. And some schools use this technology for teaching, but many say students find it really difficult to switch off from their phones during class. As a result, some schools are now returning to technology to limit phone use in classes and in schools. And Brian O'Connell visited St Michael's Secondary School in Listowel for us yesterday. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So now, just to be clear from the get-go here, they're not banning phones completely here, are they?
No, they're not. And the school wanted to stress they're not anti-technology. But I suppose what the school had noticed was that students were not as present in class. And then during break times, students were inclined to engage with their phones rather than engage with each other. So using technology provided by an American company called Yonder, the school decided to introduce limits. And this means, Claire, essentially from the start of school to the last class, phone use is restricted. Although obviously if it's needed in class for teaching, they can still be used.
Okay, we heard about Yonder before from you, which you'll remind us about in a minute, I know.
Yeah.
But going back to what this is, it's a sealed electronic envelope, isn't it?
Yes, every student has this electronic envelope. It's sealed using a scanner, which is placed at the entrance to the school. They can unseal it again on their way home. So teachers can also use a mobile device to unlock the envelopes if the students really need to contact someone or if they're needed for class, and they are used. So this has been on the go since September in St Michael's in Listowel. The company itself, Yonder, they're on track to provide this service in 50 schools by this September. We're going to hear what students and parents think of it shortly, but first, I was at the entrance to the school with Deputy Principal Liam Hassett and some of the students, and they showed me how it all works, and then I popped into the principal's office afterwards to get his take on why this was needed.
We're introducing you to the Yonder pouch here in St Michael's College. We're the second school in Ireland to go with this initiative.
So it's like a post box on the wall here, Liam, just at the entrance to the school, and you have a key to it. So
correct, yeah. So in the morning I come in and I open this pouch, or open the locker, I should say, the unlocking device. What happens is the boys are coming in then. So Luke, do you want to give an example there? You come in the morning.
So Luke, you have your phone in the bag, right?
Yeah.
And this wallet you keep with you all the time, it's an electronic wallet, essentially.
Yeah, you have to use a magnet to open it. Well, you can open it in the morning, you put your phone in, and you open it when you're leaving.
So you have a mobile device then which unlocks the wallet in the class if you need to use it.
Yeah, so this is the mobile device then. So teachers have these mobile devices, or else they can access one in the office if they don't have one.
John Mulville, principal of St Michael's College. I'm the longest serving principal in Ireland, as far as I know, but I still love the job. I'm not a good techie myself, but I can see the great benefits of them.
It's break time at the moment. I can hear all the students chatting, no one on their phones.
We had two concerns. One, that the students were using their phones too much, and that led to a lack of engagement at break time. And it's great to hear what I call the chatter. They're talking, they're chatting about football and the Premiership. We saw that there were too much using of their phones and there was lack of engagement. But the second thing that we saw concern was in teaching and learning. Phones going off and they're anticipating texts, and that was feeding to teaching and learning. And we looked at this policy and it came from America originally, the Yonder. I think it was by a Maradona concert. She bent the phone.
Madonna,
I think. I'm not into the music world, but they bent the phones. We said we'd go with it, and we're absolutely delighted.
Maradona or Madonna, sure, it doesn't matter.
I hope John doesn't mind. I have to leave that in.
Now, look, really, it's really interesting to hear him, and he's obviously been in the job a long time, hasn't he, Brian? But he's not against the technology, he's not against phones, and he's not interested in banning phones.
Exactly. Students still carry them in their bags, but they just can't access them. So what happens is students pay a 10 euro deposit for these electronic wallets, and if they hand back the wallet at the end of the year, they get the tenner back. The deputy principal is saying they all hand it back. Every student wants a tenner back. If they lose it, or if they say the wallet is lost, it's 20 euro. And of course, after school, students are free to do whatever they like. they presented this idea essentially to yearheads and to student groups and told them this was essentially for students' own benefit. They wanted to limit use 6 hours of the day, school time. There was another 18 hours then that students could access their phones.
So now we know what the teachers and the principal think about it. What do the students think?
Good question. I suppose they were hesitant at first when this policy came in September, as you can imagine. I think it'll probably be easier if every school locally had this in place. But the students I chatted to all realised this was in their best interest. The phones had become a distraction in class, they all said. So I met with fifth year Luke Power, sixth year Don Lyons and Oisin Kelly, who's in third year. And they began clear by telling me how they felt when this policy was brought in.
There was a few unhappy people about it, all right.
There was, but
we'd no choice in it. And once we kind of got into the routine of things, it wasn't too bad. It kind of keeps you focused in class. Like, there's no kind of going to the bathroom on your phone.
And to be fair, like, it's a huge temptation if the phone is on and in your pocket.
Or it is, just even pull it out and check the time. And you check the time several times during classes, like.
It took a lot of getting used to, as Luke said there, the boys that were in the school since first year and up, we always had our phones. And then coming into sixth year, first day back, massive, massive change. It's probably for the better for the students. They're trying to keep us more focused in class. Definitely saves a pile of trouble for the teachers and the students, because they're not getting as much trouble for pulling out their phones. Like, but I think it's a great way to keep people focused and keep them interested.
And I was here at break time when people are obviously chatting to each other, which
yes.
May not have been happening before.
Before you might have had a few students who might have just sat in the corner on their phone, and now it has led to a lot more interaction between people.
It's a sad take on modern life that we have to have something physically taken off us for us to engage with each other the way we used to, isn't it?
Yes. Look, modern technology is great. The other side of it is you had other ways of communicating, and people have to communicate with each other to make progress. And
when you walk out the gate now at 4:01 and you unlock your digital wallet, there must be a flurry of messages to catch up on, is there?
That depends.
Do you find you're on it more outside of school? That's sort of the question I'm asking. What do you think?
You catch up on what you've missed out during the few hours, like, but I think it's the same as it was prior. Maybe
I wouldn't really miss it during the school day either. Like, I wouldn't be looking to go on it. I wouldn't need to go on it. You said about the break time and stuff. Like, I've seen people absolutely transform. Like, they'd be kind of quiet, but now they'd come out of their shells and talk way more. And I think that's a brilliant upside to it. Like, I think it's amazing for that, like, for the more quieter people. Like,
wise heads on young shoulders there, yeah. Brian. Fairly good attitude towards the policy all round.
Yeah, I thought so. And I thought that point was interesting, that it's much harder for students who had them in school before to adapt than it would be for first years, for example, who came in September. I suppose it was checking the phone became a habit, really, more so than a necessity. So it's obviously removed that impulse during school hours. And they all seem pretty OK with it, especially the older classes who are getting towards leaving cert. They realise there is an educational benefit to it. So that's the students, Claire. I did talk to parents and to a teacher just to see what difference limiting phone use has had. So first up is parent Mags O'Donovan Keefe, and then we have Teresa Murphy. Mags has a son, Edward, in second year, and she told me how she felt about the policy.
Phones really are like limbs now, and we have to have them on us.
But what happens when he goes home in the evening now? Sure, he must be on a 24/7 trying to catch up from everything he missed during the day.
Would you believe it? He's not. So what I'm finding now is that when he goes to school in the morning, he's actually having a conversation with the other boys in the class. And when he comes home in the evening, prior to last year, when he would jump on the phone straight after the homework, I'm seeing now that he's actually leaving his phone down, knowing that it's there, but yet at the same time, he can go out and kick a ball, he can go down to the pony. And I think that's one of the most brilliant things that he has created a conversation within the boys.
What about you now as parents? Are you having to mind the phone use?
Am I on it?
Yeah.
Now I have to say, all right, they're saying, ma'am, off the Facebook now, come on. It's just a fantastic asset to have in schools, and I think all schools should have them. Mm-hmm. You know, we're addicted to our phones, including myself. We just need to leave them down. We need to mix with people. And we need to have a conversation outside the phones. And when they're out on the yard and they're scrolling in phones, it's a disaster.
My name is Teresa Murphy, and I teach Irish first years all the way through to Leaving Cert. Because they're regulating their time, their screen time, they now find that when they go home in the evening, they're less inclined to go at their phones as a result. So the discipline, they're disciplining themselves without even realising. And that's the parameters, teaching them the boundaries, teaching them that they don't need to be on the phones the whole time.
And what have you noticed as a teacher then?
Classroom management is a lot easier. You don't have that phone buzzing in the pocket. You don't have it falling out if a student is found with their phone. Everybody knows what the procedures are. There's no questions. Everybody knows what happens next.
I mean, are we at the stage where we need to be looking at these kinds of systems in primary school?
Well, I know they are.
They are, yeah.
They are absolutely looking at them for upper primary schools. I know schools myself that have started that conversation. Again, it's teaching how to regulate your screen time, how to use it to the best advantage, the phone. But it's to realise that you don't have to have it in front of you all the time.
That's teacher Teresa there. Brian, we're getting a good few messages in from people who know that these are in use in other schools, particularly in Dublin. And then another listener reminding us that Bob Dylan used yonder pouches at his recent concert. But you know all about that because you were there.
I was there and I thought it really added to the experience. I reported on this previously. Generally, everybody observed. There's one or two people I saw had snuck a phone in. But generally, people really accepted it. And it really added to a more present experience, I would say, for the audience. Costs as well, yonder the company charge about 15 to 20 euro per student per year. So that's for, I think, the first year. After that, it reduces down to 10 euro. And then the company would provide the equipment. They expect, as I said, to be in 50 schools by this September, used pretty widely in the States. And as I said, used in concerts, theatres. I can see it. I can see this being rolled out a lot more, or technology similar to it, to try and get us to have a bit of self-discipline around the phones.
Yep, even Teresa there saying that she's hearing about it coming in possibly to the senior classes in primary schools. Brian, thank you very much. That's fascinating. Brian O'Connell there reporting. We'll be getting the latest on this dispute in Welsh rugby, which some say threatens their big match at the weekend against England. That's coming up after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.